Good day, listeners. My name's Andrew, and with me is Bevan Ramsden. In this podcast produced by IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, we discuss the impact of the AUKUS Security Pact on our community, including the development of a new unit directed at suppressing protest.
We bring you excerpts from presentations made by speakers at the recent, very well-attended national webinar organised by the Australian Anti-AUKUS Coalition, supported by IPAN. These speeches give a comprehensive insight into the impact of AUKUS on the Australian community.
The speakers at the webinar included former Senator Rex Patrick, Greens Senator David Shoebridge, Secretary of the South Coast Labor Council Arthur Roris, civil rights lawyer Nick Hanna, and Jorgen Doyle, Pine Gap protest organiser. Their contributions were supported by reports from activist groups opposing AUKUS in West Australia, South Australia, and New South Wales.
Whilst AUKUS is cloaked in secrecy, some aspects of this so-called security pact are known.
The first component of AUKUS is Pillar 1, involving the acquisition by Australia of nuclear-powered submarines with an estimated price tag of $375 billion. These hunter-killer submarines are designed for operation in deep waters distant from Australia, such as the South China Sea.
Initially, three nuclear-powered submarines are to be bought second-hand from the United States in the 2030s, with the United States expecting that Australia will deploy them alongside US nuclear submarines in any US-instigated conflict. This fact alone ensures that AUKUS will draw Australia into the next US war, most likely against China, our major trading partner. Such a war could go nuclear, and US nuclear strikes could be launched from our territory using US B-52 bombers based at RAAF Tyndall in the Northern Territory.
Another five nuclear-powered submarines, the SSN series, are to be designed in the UK and built largely at Adelaide's Osborne Naval Shipyards, with the first of these not expected to be launched until well into the 2040s. As these submarines are yet to be designed, let alone built, the cost of this program could blow out significantly, perhaps reaching $1 trillion. Bevan, do you think we'll ever get these subs?
There is growing doubt that we will ever get them because of the state of both US and UK shipyards, with retired UK Rear Admiral Philip Matthias recently describing the UK submarine building program as shambolic. To stimulate these overseas shipyards, Australia is providing each shipyard with an Australian taxpayer-funded subsidy, a gift of $3 billion, outrageously with no requirement for the money to be returned if the subs are not delivered.
The AUKUS Pact also provides for the US and UK to station their nuclear-powered and possibly nuclear-armed submarines at HMAS Stirling on Garden Island in West Australia. The federal government is spending $8 billion to provide porting and maintenance facilities for these subs, including a facility to store their low-level nuclear waste at a cost yet to be determined. Additional money has been allocated to provide housing for 1,000 US naval and contractor personnel working on the project, and this at a time when Australians face a serious and worsening housing shortage.
It gets worse, Andrew. By the end of this decade, the Australian government will decide on the location of an East Coast port for nuclear submarines, with Port Kembla, Newcastle and Brisbane having been suggested as possible locations. Arthur Rorris spoke about this at the webinar.
Pillar 2 of AUKUS involves Australia engaging with the US in research into the military use of new discoveries in quantum physics, artificial intelligence, hypersonic missiles, electronic warfare, advanced computing, and uncrewed underwater vehicles.
AUKUS Pillar 2 will entail an expansion of the military-industrial complex in Australia under the domination of the United States and other foreign corporations, sucking up Australian public funds as well as private capital, with the US military being the main beneficiary of this Australian research. The Pillar 2 focus on sharing technologies between partners will in practice be mostly a one-way process, plundering our resources and brains for the benefit of the US war industry.
Getting back to the webinar speakers, what did Senator Shoebridge say about AUKUS?
He said, quote, "There are many things to talk about on AUKUS. We could talk about the appalling decision that led to AUKUS. No cabinet brief, no detailed case study, no business case. Our government was signed up to AUKUS without any of those documents." He explained that this decision involving the largest military expenditure in the history of Australia was made without due diligence, without parliamentary or public discussion, and certainly without the agreement of Parliament.
It's all a thoroughly undemocratic process, which totally ignored the responsibilities of government and made no attempt to seek the views of the Australian community.
Senator Shoebridge went on to say, and I quote, "The fact that we're not going to get the submarines, the fact that we're putting a huge amount of money into the US and UK industrial base, the fact that we are, by doing that, surrendering our sovereignty, paying hundreds of billions of dollars for a handful of nuclear submarines, and that only makes sense if they're being used as a small part of a broader US deployment into the waters of the South China Sea and surrounding China, it's an incredible misapplication of enormous amounts of public wealth, misapplication of our security expenditure, tying us into the United States and not creating the sovereign asset. All of that is reason to oppose AUKUS and to push for an independent and genuinely peaceful and secure foreign policy."
Former South Australian Senator Rex Patrick, often called the Transparency Warrior, has been very active in using freedom of information requests to shed light on more information about AUKUS. One such revelation is the AUKUS Command. This is a unit formed within the Australian Federal Police in conjunction with the Department of Defence to secure AUKUS installations, including the nuclear subs. The FOI disclosure, however, brought to light another role of this AUKUS command, blandly referred to as public order management, and which can only be interpreted as control and suppression of public protest. Their operational inventory for this role includes tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, stun grenades, and lethal firearms.
Senator Shoebridge revealed at the webinar that $200 million has been provided to the AUKUS command in this financial year, plus the appointment of 50 personnel. So they are getting organised well before the arrival of any nuclear subs, and as protest action is developing around opposition to AUKUS.
former Senator Rex Patrick endorsed Senator Shoebridge's concept of an echidna defence strategy, saying, and I quote, "I actually have a strong will for us to develop a sovereign and capable defence force that really can defend Australia. But nuclear-powered submarines, I just don't think this is a sensible option for Australia. It's not sensible because actually it's not about defence of Australia. It's about contribution to the US alliance."
Rex Patrick said his FOI requests revealed a special command inside the AFP that now looks after AUKUS. He said you might expect that the prospect of nuclear submarines might legitimately call for special security attention, but its reach extends beyond that to control anti-AUKUS protesters and even beyond that to addressing protests associated with Pine Gap and US military installations elsewhere in Australia.
Rex Patrick has other FOIs in progress as he seeks to shine a light on the costs associated with disposal of nuclear waste from the AUKUS project and the geographical location or locations of where the nuclear waste is to be stored. He has published articles on Michael West Media with further information about this.
Recently, a New South Wales Greens senator obtained via Freedom of Information documents from the New South Wales government relating to the proposed nuclear submarine port on Australia's east coast. Arthur Rorris, Secretary of the South Coast Labor Council, has examined these documents and has highlighted the alarming information that this submarine port is proposed to be twice the size of the new Western Sydney International Airport project, with housing of up to 5,000 US naval personnel and their families. He said, this is not porting and maintenance of a few submarines, but more like a southern base for the US 7th Fleet.
Arthur Rorris also said that, according to these documents, homes and businesses will have to be requisitioned. In an attempt to placate the local community, $700 million has been allocated to provide sweeteners to dissipate local protest. Arthur says they use a term called WTA, or willingness to accept. He commented that this amounts to, and I quote, "a willingness to accept the shit sandwich, essentially. You've got a nuclear base, you've got threats of radiation, a nuclear target on your back, and what these guys do is they make an assessment as to the level of resistance, wherever this base may be, to determine what the local community will accept and what is needed to get that cooperation." End of quote.
So, Andrew, the authorities hope that $700 million will be enough to buy off the people.
And that brings us to the end of this IPAN podcast. Our next podcast will have more excerpts from speeches given at the Anti-AUKUS National Webinar. Good day and thanks for listening.